This recording, Sichuan 5, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of a territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her neat kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, was made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Karma, Karma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gentle stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Zigong. It's a city in Sichuan province, and I played the piano when I was 5 years old because my parents insist me to play it because they think I would like it. They told me, I asked them to buy me a piano when I was 5 after I finished school from kindergarten. So they got me a piano, then I started to learn in it. And my dad is a police, my mom is an officer in a Department of Chinese Resources. And then when I got into high school, I started learning the different cultures. Then I got interested in be an exchange student to come to America. So I decided to come here and studied here in 2 years in California, Humboldt. And this is my 3rd year. I went back to China for 2 times now during summer and had fun with family, and then now coming back for college, and I'm studying music, piano major, and also I'm studying gonna start business major next term, and I hope it's gonna be fun for me to stay here and enjoying this culture here.